Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Zihambe njalo ke zintathu zilandelana ngiyathemba uyithokozele yabe si praise si worship la no Helen Baylor ethi all of me balandela ke I women in praise bathi khululu gcobo siphuma ne joy celebration ba feature andiswa mbantsa bathi mudimo haleteng hayo Matata.
Come and ask your questions. Share your concerns. Experiencing life on 657 AM.
Sizoxoxisana ke nomfundisi uSipho Mgomezulu. Indaba yethu ila kulamagama ayisikhombisa ukugcina kaJesu Kristu asesiphambanweni. So sizobuka ukuthi ubekhuluma nabobani lamagama ube wakhuluma kubobani ube addressa abobani and sibuke nanokuthi thina kulempilo esiphila manje ikuphi esingakufunda nanokuthi kusho ukuthini kithina
hlala ulalele umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla thola iapp yethu ku App Store noma ku Play Store futhi ungavakashela uradiopulpit.co.za
in everything by prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God please continue to pray for Radio Pulpit and the work that we do
namuhla sithi uvukile ngikanye nomfundisi uSipho Mgomezulu siyaqhubeka ngediscussion sizobuka amazwi ayisikhombisa wokugcina kaJesu Kristu esiphambanweni mfundisi sawubona
sawubona sisibahleni njani
ngiyaphila wena unjani
no siphilile kakhulu ngomusa wenkosi
ngiyazi ukuthi kukhathalekile hey since Friday nje sikhonza kuze kube yilolu suku kodwa engikuthandayo ukuthi uKristu akathi hey sending praise kakhulu sending worship kakhulu now ku enough Yabona nje ufuna ukuthi ngaso sonke isikhathi udumo silethe kuyena. So njengoba besuku siku Easter weekend sikhuluma nje udaba lwakhe kuphela and then si appreciate naloko asenzela kona ngoba ake khumuntu ongenza lokho uKristu wakwenza ukuthi asifele ukuthi asafare uyazi hey kuningi abamenza kona kodwa ekugcineni okuhle ukuthi wavuka wanqoba ukufa
exactly
kodwa ke asikho lapho thina siqhubeka ngalendaba sibuka amagama ayisikhombisa Jesus seven last sayings on the cross or last words on the cross ikuphi esizokufunda kulokhu nanokuthi kusho ukuthini kwamanje kulempilo esiphila kuyona ngoba le yampilo yandulo nempilo yamanje ayisafani so sizobuka ukuthi lamagama ayisikhombisa asho ukuthini eimpilweni zethu wena ozoyindlala mfundisi ngicela nje ukuthi before sizongena deeper kuyona mhlambe usindlalele yona kancane angase sibingelele
besingakabingelele abalaleli besabingelele nesotwa ngithanda ukuthatha this opportunity to ukubulisa bonke abalaleli emakhaya egameni elinamandla lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu
amen
yes to open up this sisibahle ukuthi indaba yamagama ayisikhombisa ukuthi the other side of it that is very critical ukuthi si understand or to reflect on ukuthi uJesu as he speaking these last words on the cross uwakhuluma kububani nangabobani kwenzakalani ngaleso sikhathi so it's not only just words for us to recite and they've got meanings and also there is so much that we can learn from what is happening around that time from what Jesus is saying and to or about the people that he's saying to or talking about yes
mhlambe I scripture sokuvula mfundisi ingaba yisiphi ngingathanda ukuthi ngibafundele sona ekhaya
Okay ongabafundela sona sokuvula yiso lesi esizosibona khona the first words on the cross is go Luke chapter 23 verse 34
Okay.
Yes.
Kungaba njani mhlawumbe siqale ngoJohan?
Oh, ungaqala ngoJohane.
John 19.
Yes, ungaqala ngoJohane.
Yeah, ngiyamthanda John 19.
Yes.
Ngoba ilast bona khona lonke udaba ukuthi kwenzakalani kwaqala kuphi uyabona yonke into. Ithi ngibafundele iyona ngesiZulu mfundisi.
Okay.
John 19 ngizoqala lapha ku verse 1 and then ngizoyehla nayo ngibona ukuthi ngiphele laphi.
Okay.
Ku verse 1 ithi ngakho ke ngaleso sikhathi uPilato wathatha uJesu wambhaqabula futhi amasoja aluka umqhele wameva awubeka ekhanda lakhe ayisemvunulisa ngengubo yangaphandle entsomi. Uverse 3 uthi asondela kuye athi sawubona wena nkosi yamaJuda. Bamshaya ngeimpama. UPilato waphinde waphumela ngaphandle wathi kuwo bhekani ngimkhiphela ngaphandle kini ukuze nazi ukuthi angitholi iphutha kuyena. Verse 5 ngakho ke uJesu waphumela ngaphandle efake umqhele wameva nengubo yangaphandle entsomi wathi kuwo bhekani indoda. Verse 6 nokho lapho abapriest abakhulu nezikhonzi bembona bamemeza bathi mbethele mbethele. UPilato wathi kubo mthatheni nina nimbethele ngoba mina angitholi iphutha kuye. Uverse 7 amaJuda amphendula sinomthetho thina futhi ngokwalomthetho kufanele afe ngoba uzenze indoda or indodana kaNkuluNkulu.
Yes.
Ngakho ke lapho uPilato ezwa le lizwi wesaba kakhulu waphinde wangena esigodlweni sombuso wathi kuJesu ongowapi wena? Kodwa uJesu akamphendulanga. Ngakho uPilato wathi kuye awukhulume nami or awukhulumi nami awazi ukuthi nginegunya lokukhulula futhi nginegunya lokukubethela. UJesu waphendula. Ubungeke neze ube negunya kimi ngaphandle kokuba ulinikezwe phezulu. Kungakho umuntu onginikele kuwe enesono esikhulu kakhulu. Verse 12. Ngenxa yalesizathu uPilato wayelokhu efuna indlela yokumkhulula. Kodwa amaJuda amemeza athi uma umkhulula lo muntu awuyena umngane kaKesari. Wonke umuntu ozenza inkosi ukhuluma ngokumelene noKesari. Ngakho ke uPilate ngemva kokuzwa lamazwi wamkhiphela ngaphandle uJesu. Wahlala phansi esihlaleni so kwahlulela endaweni ebizwa ngokuthi umgandayo wamatshe. Kodwa ngesiHeberu ibizwa ngokuthi iGabatha. Manje kwakulungiselelwa iPhasika. Cishe kwakuyihora lesithupha. Wathi kumaJuda bekani inkosi yenu nokho wena nokho wona amemeza athi msuse msuse mbethele. UPilato wathi kuwo ngibethele inkosi yenu na? Abapriesti abakhulu baphendula asina nkosi ngaphandle kukaKesari. Ngakho ke ngaleso sikhathi wamnikela kuwo ukuba abethelwe abesemthathu Jesu eyithwalela yena isixobo sokuhlushwa. Waphuma waya endaweni okuthiwa indawo yogebhezi ebizwa ngokuthi Golgotha ngesiHeberu. Ambethela labo nabanye abantu ababili kanye naye omunye ngakulohlangothi nomunye ngakolunye. UJesu wabaphakathi. UPilato waloba nombhalo wawubeka esixotsheni sokuhlushwa. Wawuthi uJesu umNazaretha inkosi yamaJuda. Ngakho ke abaningi kumaJuda bawufunda lo mbhalo ngoba indawo uJesu ayebethele kuyo yayiseduze kumuzi futhi wawulotshwe ngesiHeberu ngesiLatin nangesiGreek. Nokho abapriesti abakhulu bamaJuda bathi kuPilato ungalobi ukuthi inkosi yamaJuda kodwa ukuthi yena wathi ngiyinkosi yamaJuda. UPilato waphendula ethi engikulobile ngikulobile. Konje la sithi 26 to 27 okay ngizophela ku 27 u 23 wathi manje lapho amasoja sembethele uJesu athatha ingubo zakhe zangaphandle azenza azenza izingxenye ezine ingxenye eyodwa isoja ngalinye nengubo yangaphansi kodwa lengubo yangaphansi yayingenawo umthungo njengoba yayilukiwe oyayilukiwe bonke ubude bayo ukusuka phezulu uverse 24 ngakho ke athi elinye kwelinye masinga idabuli kodwa masitholene masitholene ngenkatho ukuthi izoba ngekabani lokhu kwenzeka ukuze kugcwaliseke lombhalo bahlukanisela ngeingubo zam zangaphandle futhi benza inkatho ngesambatho sam ngakho amasoja azenza ngempela lezi zinto uverse 25 nokho ngase sigxojeni sokuhlushwa sika Jesu kwakume unina nodadwabo kanina uMaria umka Cleopas ubani Cleopas noMaria Magdalene ngakho ke uJesu ebona unina nomfundi ayemthanda eme lapho wathi kunina sifazane bheka indodana yakho verse 27 sizogcina ngayo mfundisi ngokulandelayo wathi kulomfundi bheka unyoko futhi kusukela kulelo hora kuqhubeke lomfundi wamthatha wamyisa emzini wakhe John 1 John 19 siqale ku verse 1 until verse 27
go verse 27
yes
and then go verse 26 and 27 that's where we get amazwi ka Jesu so when we follow chronology ukulandelana kwezinto mawuthatha from all the different gospels so lawo kuba the third word on the cross.
Yes.
Eso toucha kuyo and is very very important because iphete umgomo what we were talking about the previous week about connections, divine connections. Sizoyibona lana ku the third word. But masibuyela emuva kancane ku the first one njengoba bengishilo ukuthi masibheka lamagama sibheke nanokuthi ukhuluma kubani. So the first word on the cross uJesu uthi Baba bathethelele ngoba abakwazi abakwenzayo so lamagama uwakhuluma to the father wakhuluma kuNkulunkulu so now as he's talking to God so this means that this word is prayer ne so what says to us also ukuthi when we go through challenges you know sometimes we say yo when I'm going through challenges it's difficult for me to pray angikhulekelwe nje kuphela abanye bangikhulekele which is good to khulekelwa kodwa what we see also ukuthi when Jesus is going through a very difficult time he prays he takes time to pray he lived a life of prayer ngoba lithi iBhayibheli bekavuka ekseni athandaza all the time but even in the difficult time when he's on the cross he still makes time to pray. So just to encourage someone sisibahle kubalaleli bonke ukuthi if you are going through a situation you can take an example from Jesus and pray to the Father. Now as he's praying to the Father what is interesting uthi forgive them for they do not know what they are doing. Ukuthi njengoba azele la ukuzosindisa abantu even at the most painful moment uyenza indaba yokuthi umkhuleko wokuthi uNkulunkulu athethelele labantu so even in the middle of his pain but he still his focus is still on others rather than himself you know I could have started these words if bengujesu bengizothi yo father this is so painful what I'm going through but Jesus takes focus from himself he's focusing on others and he's praying for others and the others that he's praying for are the very people that are killing him you know that is so very powerful by about his love, that it is so unconditional. Ukuthi nabo abantu bayamshaya, yena he prays for them. Not ukuthi I'm not blaming anything, not lewethwa today, ukuthi back to the sender, but yena he's saying forgive them. He's praying for their forgiveness, which is a very difficult thing. Ukuthi, when we are being abused, when we are being harassed, when we are being killed, when we are being attacked, that we can pray for someone and pray for their forgiveness. So Jesus is leaving these words that you are saying, Ukuthi, pray for your enemy. So now his enemies are killing him, abusing him by Amshaya, and he takes time to pray for them, and he prays for their forgiveness. On this way, bengathanda kutabalaleli emakhaya sesibahle, even including nathi lana estudio, ukuthi as we reflect on this way, ukuthi if there is anyone who have harmed us in any way, osizobhlungu, osibetrayile, inhliziyo zethu zibhlungu, but we can learn from Jesus, ukuthi rather than wishing those people bad or just only listening to the pain, but in the middle of the pain, you can take a step to pray for that person. And then as you pray for that person, Jesus is kind of forgiving them and releasing them. Ugutinati, let us take a moment to release and forgive whoever has harmed us. Uguti, in this Easter season, year 2023, mhlambe bengibambe ama grudge about someone.
Yeah.
But as I reflect on this word, I follow the example of Jesus and I release the people abangizisubhlungu engibamba ama grudge, and I make a prayer that God will forgive them.
Amen.
Yes.
Nezu liyasho ukuthi xolela ukuze nawe uxolelwe.
Uxolelwe.
Asithathe ikhefu mfundisi, uma sibuya sizoqhubeka siwabuke lamazwi noma amagama ayisikhombisa ukugcina kaJesu Kristu.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life.
Kuphelele, it is finished. Betusile mcinga okanye noDumi Mkokstad. Lapho egebisa ikhanda ethi it is finished. Uchaza ukuthi okwakudala kundlulile manje sisezophila impilo entsha. So the crucifixion points to a path of hope, taking the redeemed to a never-ending future, nobani no Christu, his Father and the Holy Spirit. Umfundisi uSipho Mgomezulu uzolandela ke ngamagama okugcina. Singena ku the seventh one angithi mfundisi.
Yes, ingena ku the seventh one. We spoke about the first one, which was addressed to the Father.
Yeah.
Second one addressed to the criminal. The third one addressed to Mary and John. And then the fourth one, he was crying out to the Father. And then now, as we come to the seventh one, he's going back to the Father. The last one, he's going back to the Father. Those words are found in Luke 23, verse 46, which says, Jesus called out with a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. So those are the last words on the cross, where when he's dying, he's saying, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. So these are the words that were spoken or written in Psalm 31 verse 5, and that Jesus is speaking to the Father. What these words are showing us, Oguti, is his complete trust on the Father. Oguti now unigela impilo yakhe kuye as umphefumulo wakhe kuye as he is dying. And this is what Jesus was doing all of his life. He lived his life trusting in God, trusting in the Father. Now he's placing himself in God's hands. So what are we learning from this? Ukuthi nathi empilweni yethu kumele sibeke ithemba lethu kuNkulunkulu, simtruste ngezimo zethu. Ukuthi uKristu umtrusta ngakho konke lokho okwenzakalayo, ukuthi noma avala ukushiya izandleni zikaNkulunkulu. I just want to encourage us, sesibahle ukuthi asimethembeni lo nkulunkulu lo. Lithi iBhayibheli, ubusisiwe othemba lakhe lukuJehova. And then nathi, let us learn from Jesus Christ and begin to trust in this God that we are serving.
Amen and amen. Yo, yaze yaba namandla le mfundiso, mfundisi. And inhloso lana ngithi boku besithi nje asi reflect kuloko. And then sibone ukuthi kusho ukuthini ezimpilweni zethu. Uyabona ke lena yokuxolela, uyazi ukuthi i broad. I discussion a very broad ngoba ukuxolela into enzima. Awuvuki nje ekuseni uthi hayi ngiyamxolela.
Yes.
O ukhulume nje ngamagama uthi ngiyamxolela umuntu.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Ukuthi akusize kulokho. And njoba lana uChrist wathi, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, khona manje uma mhlambe kukhona umuntu ongahlala naye phansi, njengoba ungumfundisi, I know ukuthi uyawenza ama counseling and all that, and then abantu beza ngeenkinga ezihlukahlukile. Kunalo ozothi ngenzeni, ngimxolele.
Yes, yes, yes.
Uyayazi pain lo muntu angifake kuyo, uyazi ukuthi kwamanje impilo yami kwenzakalani ngayo. Mfundisi, I can't. Athi angeke ngikwazi ukumxolela. Omunye aze ashathi mina ngisiyena uJesu.
Yes.
Angisiyena uJesu, angeke ngikwazi ukuthi ngimxolele. So today sifundile njoba sireflecta kuloko ukuthi kubaluleke kangakanani ukuxolela. It doesn't matter ukuthi mhlambe lobo buhlungu bungakanani, but as I'm saying ukuthi ngokwakho ngama efforts wakho ngeke. You need the Holy Spirit.
And uJesu set his standard so high.
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure ukuthi siya khona ukuthi landela le standard.
Yeah.
Uthi makakhuluma ngeissue of forgiveness when he was teaching about prayer. Angithi makafundisa ngeprayer ufaka amagama lapho ukuthi forgive us our trespasses as we forgive laba abasonayo thina. Abese makaye unpack. Uthi uma uza uzwenza umhlatshelo. If you remember ukuthi kunomuntu eningazwani naye, shiya lapho ungasaqhubeki. But thina we can come, we can continue with worship as nothing has happened. Yena uthi shiya leyo mhlatshelo, ugijime ubuyisane naloyo muntu and come back uqhubeke. I can imagine mothi yongena enkonzweni bese uyakhumbula ukuthi yo konje kunenqushunqushu between mina nosisibahle, ngathi ngijike masinya ngiyolungisa bese ngiyabuya ngizoqhubeka nokukhonza uNkulunkulu. So meaning that if we don't want that inconvenience when we are preparing to go to church, we must reflect on those things with ngabe kukhona abantu emele sibuyisane nabo na, ngoba masengiseminyango wasesonto wasesontweni, it's gonna inconvenience me to go back again. So if forgiveness is the message of the cross. So these words that we spoke about are the message of the cross. So when we remember or look at the cross, we must remember that the cross is about forgiveness. The cross is about eternal life. The cross is also about relationships with one another. The cross is about us connecting with God. And the cross is about us trusting God.
Yes.
Yes.
Wasithwala isiphambano bazalwane. Wasithwala isono sethu. Akakwenzelanga yise lokho. Ukuthi mina nawe sizoyiphila lempilo. Ichichime njoba izwi lisho ukuthi uze ukuze siyiphile lempilo. So cabanga uphila impilo ubamba ama grudges.
Yes.
Uthi uyayiphila and o usho ukuthi ungumzalwane kodwa kusese khona izinto man ezikusele emuva. You know kusese nezinto oyithwele. Kusho ukuthi umsebenzi usesemkhulu.
Usesemkhulu kakhulu uthi sinye isikhulumi no Nelson Mandela once quoted this words ukuthi mawungaqolela abantu uthi ufana nomuntu ophuza ipoison and expect ukuthi kufe lo munye umuntu ukuthi no leyo poison izobulala wena angeke ibulale lo yamuntu unforgiveness ilimaza thina lamagrudge alimaza thina esiwathwele awamlimazi omunye umuntu actually when we forgive or releasing a person, we are not doing that person a favor. We are doing ourselves a favor.
Amen. Amen, Mfundisi. Ithi sithathe ikhefu la and sizobuya bese siyayivala le ndaba.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Sikuthanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Khetha uthando.
Uvukile uKristu, ithuna li empty. Jesus is alive. Death is defeated. Walgebisa ikhanda lakhe. Wathini? Wathi it is finished. And azange awabamba amaqhubu athi naba bantu bengihlukumeza ngingenzanga lutho. Wakhuluma lamagama a powerful wathi baba baxolele ngoba abazi lokho abakwenzayo. Mfundisi uma sivala sivala kanjani?
Sisibahle nabalalele emakhaya sivala ngokuthi lamazwi asesiphambanweni njoba enzeke esiphambanweni, let us also remember ukuthi the way uJesu bebamshaye ngakhona, he could have died anywhere before afike esiphambanweni, but when he was thinking about us, when he was thinking about our salvation, when he was thinking about what is going to be achieved by getting to the Calvary, he had to hold on and not allow himself to die anywhere at any place until abethelwa esiphambanweni. So isiphambano nalamazwa khulunyiwe esiphambanweni kusikhumbuza kona ukuthi uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi we must forgive others abangasiphathanga kahle, that our enemies we must pray for them. Jesus prayed for his enemies, so let us pray for our enemies. And number two, ukuthi noma singaba yizoni kangakanani, like this criminal, God is able to forgive us. God is able to give us eternal life. And then number three, ukuthi the cross also represents relationship with one another. We need one another. And also, as I was saying, ukuthi isikhumbuza ukuthi we must come back to God and connect with God. Whenever you feel disconnected to God for any reason, come back to Him, crying, seek Him. And also we have seen ukuthi we are here on purpose. As we are here on purpose, we must fulfill our purpose that we are here for. And we must live our lives trusting in God, a complete trust in God.
Amen, Mfundisi. I'm sorry about your loss.
Yes.
Umphefumulo kamama awulale nje ngokuthula, uqhubeke nje ulale ngokuthula.
Amen. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Mhlambe Mfundisi sivale ngomkhuleko.
Yes. Iyabonga kakhulu ithuba lokuthi singavala ngomkhuleko. One, I just want to pray for those who are struggling to forgive those who have harmed them, so that God will help them to learn to do that. And everyone who's like this criminal saying, I want to reconnect with God again, this is a moment. You can reconnect with God and give your life to God, that you can experience His forgiveness and experience His eternal life. And as we pray as well, ukuthi those who don't know their purpose, who have not discovered their purpose, would God will help them to discover their purpose and to live our lives trusting in God. Let us begin to pray. Baba namandla wonke, we come before you this afternoon, Nkulunkulu namandla, as we are reflecting on the work that you did on the cross. Father, there are those who have been hurt. They feel so much pain. They've been betrayed. They've been attacked. They are hurting, oh God. One, I pray, Lord, that you will comfort them and begin to bring restoration and healing in their lives. Father God, I pray that you give them strength to let go and forgive those that they need to forgive. Father, I pray for those who are crying out to you, who want to reach out to you, who recognize who you are, and who want to express their faith in you and commit their lives to you. Oguti, may you save them today. Let them experience your forgiveness. Forgive their sins. Father God, we are praying for our relationships with one another, where a relationship has been broken, or where there is a need or a lack of a particular relationship. Ogoti, God, let those gaps be closed. That God, for orphans, I pray that let them have parents, and that God, to those parents who've been trusting you for children and not have them, that God, they will meet with children who will become their children. Father God, we pray that may you help us to discover our purpose in life, and may you help us to spend our time fulfilling and pursuing that purpose. Father, we want to lay our lives into your hands. We want to trust with our lives, with our families, with our careers, with our everything, oh God. We put and place ourselves and our lives in your hands. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mfundisi, mhlampe laba bangathanda ukukhuluma nawe ungekho la emoyeni bakuthola kuphi?
Balaleli, ngiyatholakala mangekho emoyeni ku 078 718 4323. I will repeat, ngizayiphinda. It's 078 718 4323. You can either call, send an SMS, or send a WhatsApp.
Ku social media uyatholakala.
Ku social media ngikhona ku Facebook, only ngitholakala ngo Sipho Ngomezulu.
Okay, and yes. Ibandla likuphi?
Ibandla lise Soweto at Diepkloof Zone 5, which is Diepkloof Baptist Church.
Diepkloof Baptist Church.
Yes.
So uma use Diepkloof ayikho excuse ukuthi wena wazi ukuthi uyokhonza kuphi. Diepkloof Baptist Church bazokwamukela ngezandla nje ezinomfutho. Khulu ukuthi usibusise ngale mfundiso amagama o amazwi ayisikhombisa ukugcina kaJesu Kristu.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.